Okay, well, I'd like to be able to learn with you the two small tosis in and hopefully begin a little bit, just to get our feet wet in the tosis, the Kaima one, which will take us for a couple of days. And hopefully by the end of this week, we'll be able to start Hazara. That's the goal. That's our hope. Okay? So we're coming more or less to the crux of the sugya in a way. I mean, so much of the sugya is very interrelated. We spoke with Luis Mitocha. We've already set the tone and laid the groundwork a little bit for what we're going to see. But now we just get our bearings at the end of the Gemara after this. Again, after everything is said and done, you should be able to recite Baal Peh, the Shaka V'Tayi of the Gemara. Right? This is Pashut, right? The twists and turns of the Gemara. Someone's going to ask you when you sleep or when you're waiting online or if you're stuck in traffic or whatever it is. So just tell me, Man Haitana, take me from Man Haitana all the way till the end of Dav Dalet, Kaim Lan, Krab Lesa Begidin, right? Do it for me. Should be natural, right? Okay, so what does the Gemara do for us? Figuring out, according to Rabbah, who is the Tana, the Mishnah requires Ksiva and Chasim Lishma. At the end of the Sugya, how many solutions are there proposed in the Gemara? Two. Okay, one is that it goes with Rabbi Lazar. And even though Rabbi Lazar seemingly only would require what? Lishma. Siva. But if you have a chsima, shelo lishma, it goes under the rule called Mizuiv Mitocho. And that was what we discussed, what Mizuiv Mitocho is all about. And for now, we're assuming it's the Din Rabbanan. And there are some indications, not the mainstream approach, that's Doraisa. The Rambam quotes it, maybe Rashi in Sanhedrin. Maybe we'll come back and mention that. But for the most part, the mainstream approach is Rabbanan, Gzeira, and different ways that we can extend what the Gzeira was. You might rely on them, depending on whatever Shita, whatever you say. Rav Ashi comes with and that applies to Shlo Lishma in the same way that we say by a case of Karav Pasu that was Chosim on a Shtar or a Get that didn't need to have a signature at all. Then we have Rav Ashi. And Rav Ashi is really bringing us back to the beginning of the sugya when the Gemara says that it can't go to Rav Meir because Rav Meir would only require chasima and not ksiva lishma because of what we find with Gabi Mechuber, that according to the Tana there in the Mishnah that we're assuming is Rav Meir, so if ildol chadchila, if it's written the Mechuber, it should not be used. But b'diyabed, it's kasher, and that's because the drasha that we know about of the chasa b'nasa and it can't be mechusa ksitsa is referring to the chasima, that has to be betalush, and the ksiva being b'mechuber is not a problem, except chatchila midrabana, but that's not going to pass as far as b'dievet, and therefore it's not going to be a reason to explain why you need a ksiva lishma. But, says Rav Ashi, there's another time, and that's Rav Yehuda. And what does Rav Yehuda say? Ad shetehei, hamani Rav Yehudahi. And Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion, actually, ksivasa b'chasimasa b'talush. Again, we're assuming that ksiva and chasima means the ksiva and the chasima mean the edim, the talush. So he mentions both. And therefore, if you need both, the talush means he looks at the chasav and interprets it as the chasav meaning ksiva and chasim. And therefore, in terms of lishma, it'll be the same thing. You need also ksiva lishma and also chasima lishma. Okay, two ha'aris that come up in Tosis. Tosis hamani, Rabbi Yehuda hi. Actually, before we start, just let's speak out the following issue that the Ritva and other Rishonim talk about. If I were to ask you a question the Gemara. So Rav Ashi offers seemingly a second solution, a second pshat. And what was wrong with the first one? As the Gemara goes on a minute later and says, so why, you know, why don't we get here right away? So the Gemara said that, well, we wanted Rav Meir because Stamish Rav Meir, we want Rav Elazar. Okay, so now I ask you, so if that's the case, isn't Rav Elazar's solution, Huzim Mitochu, better than Rav Ashi's answer? Why did Rav Ashi have to give a second answer if we could work out the answer of Rav Elazar, Huzim Mitochu? Okay, so what could we say? Well, we could say a number of things. Anybody? Yeah?
He wanted to be Pesul Deoraisa.
He wanted to be Pesul Deoraisa.
Also, I mean, it's not every single case.
Mizuiv Mitocho is probably the Rabbanan. No, why would, what's the difference? So Ma'aseh is one of the justifies the Takana. So say better. Say that maybe he felt it wouldn't justify the Takana. That's what you mean, probably, right? In other words, a second. In other words, just like we saw in Tosfos on the Chatchila issue. Tosfos says that to say that there's Din Chatchila, if you would assume, let's say that by Mechuber there's a Din Chatchila not to use it if it was Ksiva B'Mechuber, So Tosa suggested maybe we should say the same thing as by Lishma. At the end of the day, it's not true. We don't make such an issur l'chatchila by Lishma. But if it's Shilo Lishma, perhaps it should be with the chatchila. It wouldn't be metakein the fanei nechta for a din which is only l'chatchila. So now you say a similar vein. If it's a solom, so even mitocho, maybe they would not have made a takana, the Rav Ashi felt, for something which is just a mitocho problem. So says the Ramban Adaf Hei. What you're saying, I think you were trying to say, is the Ramban Adaf Hei that discusses at the end of everything, how do we hold and where things fall. So it's toward the beginning, it's actually a low piece in the Ramban, but it's paragraph begins with Inyan Psak. So then in that paragraph, he relates to this question. He says, "The Rabashi ask a Rav Yehuda, why not Rav Elazar? The Rav Elazar came the chshasha bi alma he, the Rabbanu chashin lemiuta, chshasha bi alma he lo mizoyit mitochol mikri. If there's a chshash, so he doesn't. I know. It's what I think he probably means. I think that's how I take it. Who else asked this kasha? The Ritva. What does the Ritva answer? The Ritva right here, on our Gemara, the Ritva comments, why didn't he answer like before? It says two answers. Ikashalach, kim the kaimon krav Elazar, my time and naid ravashi mi rav Elazar muki krav Yehuda. The Yeshlomai says, kim the kintad rav Yehuda nicha, vid rav Elazar lo nicha kulehai, ukma krav Yehuda. Why is it lo nicha kulehai? Why? So what? Because we had to struggle to get. But does Rav Ashi accept Mizuyim Mitocha or doesn't he? Hashtag, if we hold Mizuyim Mitocha, it's a problem we should hold. If Rav Ashi doesn't agree, then why would we accept the halacha if he argues on it? It wasn't so easy to figure it out. Then he says, Rabbeinu Kasav Shem Yalevi, Benach Shem Rabbeinu, the Vashi wants to say, the Abish, Efshu Kim Krav Yehuda, Beravcha, Madrina Velazam, Shem Usa Kavasei. Not there isn't another Ukimta. It's like, oh, Ravashi, makes it seem as Ravashi said both. Ravashi accepts this, and he says there's another solution. There's another possibility, and that's, I think, the Tumas Hadeshin, one of the Rishonim. Maybe this is what Natan wanted to say also. I'll tell me in a minute. There's another possibility. We struggled very much, very mightily, to figure out whether Mizuyim Mitocho should really apply to which case at hand, to what issue? Shelo Lishma. Maybe Mizuyim Mitocho by Karev Pasul is a lot easier to understand.
I thought that's what the Rishu was saying.
That's what it means in the beginning? It doesn't spell it out.
Kulehai. Meaning Kulehai, that can't be, that's not the definition of Mizuyim Mitocho.
I don't know. It's hard to say. That's what it means. Maybe. That you're going to say? No. So what do you want to say?
No,
that's what it means. You don't need Eidei Chasima, but if you have them and they're done in the wrong way, they're the puzzle, then that spoils everything.
Right, meaning if it were a case of just Eidei Chasira, then it would be totally fine.
But by definition, that's Mizuyim Mitocho. You don't need it, but if you have it, then it's got to be kosher. That's the definition. So either you accept it or don't accept it. So once he doesn't accept it, then it poses a problem for us, the halacha. We would want to follow Rav Ashi, who's a basra. So it's hard to say he doesn't accept it, period. The Gemara quotes it other times also. To say that he doesn't like it by Shelo Lishma, that's a little easier. That he could say that Shelo Lishma doesn't pose him a mitocho problem. Or you could say that he didn't feel that was the reason that they made the takana, even though the din is correct. Or, the Rav suggests that Rav Ashi really said it also. He said that and he said something else. So it's not really two answers that are arguing with each other. They're really both valid. No, because it's not that Rav Ashi just wants you to realize you could also have an easier answer, but not that he couldn't say pshat the other.
So my question should be Rav Ashi now.
He wants to tell you, to the contrary, in other words, Rav Ashi is saying the other thing too. I don't know. He's like saying, this is what works, but this works too. Don't think it doesn't work. No. All right, now the Tosis. Hamani Rav Yehuda hi. So the Mishnah of our Mishnah, B'fayin Nechta, B'fayin Nechtam, is Rav Yehuda. Ask Tosis. Afa Gav, the Bereish Perek Beis, Tanakamad Rav Yehuda, Matzach B'fayin Nechta, B'fayin Nechtam. So Tosfos is bothered by a question that Rabbi Yehuda makes appearance in the beginning of the second parak, and these are cases, variations of the standard cases, cases where you have two people and you don't have, you know, both, the funny nothing said by both. You have one of them saying both, and one is saying one, one is saying one, one is saying the other. So the Tanakhama says it doesn't work, and Yehuda Machshir. Right, you have case echadom fanei nechtam, echad fanei nechtam. That's no good. Shnaim say fanei nechtam, one say fanei nechtam. Says the Tanakhama, apostle, Rabbi Yehuda Machshir. And in the case before, so the Gemara tries to work out the machlokes exactly according to Rabba kidi Islay. According to Rabba kidi Islay, these are cases of two people. So maybe Rabbi Yehuda is not as concerned whether it be a nasil chufa issue of Rabba, whether it be according to Rabba. The Gemara says that it's lacha shalamdu. There's a later period, and then it's gzeira shemiyazni kulo, and a musa du ashchicha. So there's no gzeira said. Tosfos is simply bothered by a question that if Rabbi Yehuda is the one who's cholik on the Tanakhama, presumably the Tanakhama, right, is not Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that niksiv el chasima, but the Tanakhama would seem to hold, therefore, not this way. And Rabbi Yehuda is also, who makes his appearance on the case of Mechuber, that's the other Mishnah. So presumably the Tanakhamas line up. So if you don't hold unique Sivachim B'Togosh, then you don't hold it. That's how could the same Tanakhama in one Mishnah also hold in another Mishnah that you need to say Farinachta and Farinachtam? It's because of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is arguing on the din specifically that's mentioned. So that's the question. Tosfos says, what's the simple answer? It makes it clear. He brings a mashal. He says that's not the real pshat. The pshat is pashat. What Tosfos means is b'hasavo k'Rabbi Yehuda, meaning that in terms of whatever they're arguing on, but in terms of the halacha of the din of the talosh, niksiv b'chasim b'talosh, the chasav goes in both. That in that regard, the Tanakhama at the beginning of the second parak is not in disagreement with Rabbi Yehuda. The disagreement is a local machokis regarding whether we make the gzeira shem yasa de mekukula, whether metakin fanech menechtam, even a nusa de oshchicha of shnayim. Now that's the local machokis over there. But as far as the fundamentals of ksiva chsima needing to be betalush, which is the other Rabbi Yehuda in the other Mishnah, that Tanakhama in the second parak is consistent with Rabbi Yehuda on those grounds. And there's a machokis about another issue. So you have to make all the Tanakhamas line up with each other. Okay. The next Tosfos. So what have you to say? Achetek sivaso vacha simaso betalush. This is how he's telling us that the kasab goes on both. You need both ksiva and chasima betalush. V'yim tomar lamalei leminkat vacha simaso. What does Abiyud have to say in terms of this halacha that you need ksiva and chasima betalush? Why stress on a practical level chasima? Because after all, kevan shahisa ksiva betalush. Once it was written, when it was detached, ef shalach simasa shtevim mechubers. Then obviously it's off the ground already. So once it's sivaso betalush, it's obviously chasimasa betalush. Now, what Tosfos is asking is practically speaking, it's going to automatically be that case. But understand. But lemaisa, by saying chasimasa betalush, what do we realize? Rav Yehuda's taicha b'chasav is b'chasav both. If he would just say ksivas b'talosh, then for all we know, all Rav Yehuda's holds is that you need ksiva b'talosh, there's no halacha of chasima, and nafkamina, therefore, gabi wat, gabi b'chasav lo lishma. If a chasav is going only on ksiva, then only ksiva needs lishma. So, maisa, by saying chasimas b'talosh, we realize that there's a b'chasav goes on chasima too. So, maybe in a chinami, in terms of the specific halacha that he's telling you, there's really no nafkamina, but by telling me the theoretical halacha of needing chasim betalush, I know to extrapolate that Rabbi Yehuda is now the author of the Mishnah and needs fayin nechtav and fayin nechtav because of lishma. So what's bothering Tosfos? Maybe the point is, because he has to tell you that in lamdis, conceptually, there's a din of chasim betalush. The nafkamina, okay, in this halacha, mistama Tosfos can't buy that. Why not?
Why not? Rashi explained the question.
Yeah, let's see.
He says that because that case can exist,
yeah,
it's possible that he's really not trying to teach you anything about that case, it's just out of the ksiva, and then if so, then he doesn't actually touch the word chasav to mean ksiva and chasima. It just really means ksiva. And then it's not a raya. That's not a
right for the imtalma. The delma ksiva boy chasima lo boy. So he phrases it a little differently. He says chasima because he can't have it. Because iyaf shachsim shtei mechubim. But that halufa, maybe I'll answer that. No, but he says even though it can't be, but he's told you on a theoretical level, because by having this halacha on paper, it's going to have ramifications for other inyan.
And if you say it's agav, then it's really is nothing to do with the pasuk. Then the way you touch the pasuk is just the chasov, nothing to do with chasima, because that can't be the case. And then that's not a raya for the
shema. Yeah, but he's a haidenaka because it's not possible. So then why mention it? So I would say he mentions it because now I know that there's, it can't be otherwise, but by saying it, you now understand that there's a din, that the din b'chasov goes on the chasima as well. I think the answer, I don't know here how he does phrase a little differently, but I would say Tosus feels that that's not good enough. Because Lamaisa, you're speaking now about this halacha. You're not talking about other halachas. The halacha you're coming to tell me is the din of Mechusa Ksitsa, the din of that you need Talush, and therefore, and this halacha, there has to be some nafkamina in this halacha itself. Not just by saying this, I'll keep figuring out that there's a din in theory that Kasav is on. But if there's no practical need to save a chasim b'tosh for the din that you're discussing, then there's got to be another way to tell me the other halacha. But you don't do it through an indirect way. There must be something relevant to the halacha itself of Tosh and Mechuber that chasima has its own halacha in a practical realm. Just to say that he told it to you in order, because if you didn't say it, you wouldn't know that there's even the idea of a chasim can go on chasima for other halachas. No, but meanwhile, you're talking to me this halacha. What you're telling me right now has to have relevance for the din you're telling me about. That's what I would suggest. Anyway, I hear you saying, tells the Rosh Hashanah.
It's the first words where he says, Dilma.
Dilma ksiva bar chasim
lo bay. What does that mean?
Meaning a shema, for example.
Yeah, lishma, so therefore
right.
It's not a good
right. But then, yeah, but why isn't it right? Because he only says a chasim because he efshe. So I'll say no. Like then you wouldn't have to tell me. If it's efshe, then don't tell it to me. It's obvious. I think maybe Hagufa, the fact that he stresses it, even though it's not Nogea Lemaisa by the din of Mechuber, is so that I can figure out that there's other nafkaminas. So I'm answering, no, that's not a good enough reason that he would say, if the halacha that we're discussing right now doesn't have any practical nafkamina, then that's not the way to tell me something else. You have to still have some relevance in what you're discussing. Okay. So Tosus gives a nafkamina. Yishlomar demashkachas la, you could have a case where it's going to be relevant that you need chasima betalush. Even though typically you would imagine once it's already off the ground by the ksiva, so then it's mega going to be talush by the chasima, but that's shayach a following case. Mashgachas la shekosvo al ilan talush. In other words, it's already been detached from the tree. And then you wrote to get, v'akach nato, then you planted it in the ground v'hishrish, and it took root v'chasma. So it comes out that the chasima took place after it was mechuber. A couple of things to speak out here. Interesting. So Tos gave an interesting, strange case, right? The whole thing is strange, but you wrote down that you wrote a get on ilan that was already detached. Then you planted it and it took root, and then you did the chasima. And that's why you now have the nafkamina, practically speaking, that Rav Yehuda is telling me that you need chasima. It's no good because it's not chasima betalush. A couple of important ha'aris here. Just, first of all, Tosus Hishrish, that's interesting. Tosus, the gather of Mechuber for Tosus is not just Mechuber, but Hishrish. That's what you see as well. But there is a whole sugya. The Rashban Chaf Aleph has a number of discussions on this issue. I'm not going to do inside with you, but just outside. So on this Reuda and that Mishnah, he discusses this issue. A couple of ha'aras that he brings in. Number one, there's a whole sugya in Shas in a lot of areas where Tolosh and Mechuber is a halachic category. Who can give me examples? Where is Tolosh and Mechuber a halachic category? What type of halacha?
Sukkah.
Sukkah? Any dachas? What do you mean? Dachas? What do you mean?
We had the Tosar Rosh with regards
to. Yeah. Okay. Any, what else?
Kidya.
Okay, mikvah. Shuvin. Mem Shuvin from mikvah. What else? I think Tyrus. What else? Hechshel kabel tuma. If water falls on something, it becomes conditioned kabel tuma. Only if it falls when it is
tattled.
When it is detached. Yeah. When it's attached, right? So halachas in a lot of areas where it's negeah, whether somebody totally. So the question is, Talush or Besof Chibro has a din of Talush or Mechubra. Talush, it was not originally Mechubra, but it artificially now became Mechubra. So this is a Shaila, where Talush or Besof Chibro has a din of Mechubra or a din of Talush. So, well, obviously, not necessarily is the din straight across the board in every category. In other words, maybe you got some halachas. This is what you see over here. What you see over here in Tosas Teretz is that for the din of Mechubra and Talush, the din of that we darshin by get, so by the fact that it was Talush before and Besof Chibro makes it Mechubra. Even if, let's say, other halachas, maybe the din would be that it has a din of Talush. Maybe Lamashel by Hechshez Royim. The Shaila. Let's say if it was Talush, Besof Chibro, and then water fell on it, maybe it is Mechshel Kapitim, because once it was Talush, once, Mechubra afterwards, do not give it a din of Mechubra. Only if it was Mechubra Meikara. So this is an inyan by itself, which is, again, a Shas inyan. From this Tosis, one would be Medaik, at least Benogea, this Sugya of Gitin, that has a din of Mechubra. That's the beginning of the Rashba. The Ika, I want to focus on the second part, but yes, Ali, go.
Since the Tosis has a primary inyan, it's only becoming, if it's Talush and then you put it back in the ground, it's only considered Mechubra again if it takes root.
That's also true, right? So this is two, right? It's two issues. So right, right, right. Let's say what? If it wouldn't be Hishvish, Mashma Tosis, it wouldn't call Mechubra, right? Right. So these are Zaytig and Yon, we could say that we're not, you know, directly going to deal with so much, just to know about it. But that's the Rashba that discusses it over there in Chaf Aleph. But then there's another inyan that I think very much ties into the direct halach in Gittin that is very interesting, that we can definitely be medayik from Tosis, something very important, about the din of Mechusa Ksitza. Now let's think about this for a second. Because what you see in Tosis is the following. Follow the trail of Tosis. The case that Tosis is giving is that between the ksiva and the chasima, it became mechubra. And the chasima was done the mechubra. And what? And then what happened? Then they gave her the get. Right? They took it, then they cut it off again, let's say, right? Because in the stomach you need to give it, you did another tlisha, and then you handed her the get. So it comes out, ksiva was... Again, ksiva was done, talish. Then there was a chibur that took place. Then it was a chasima. Then it was a nesina. And why is it a problem? Because a chasima was done the mechuba. If the halacha would be that you don't need chasima the mechuba the talish, you just need ksiva the talish, that would be fine. Now, how do we know we need that it has to be betalus? What's the nature of the drasha? The chasa, whatever chasa means, ever nasa. Nisha in a mechusar ella ksiva unesina, that it has to be without this in-between intervening process of ketsitsa. It can't be mechusar ketsitsa. So how do we understand this halach? Lemaisa, in this case, let's imagine there was no halacha of v'chasa being v'chasa. And the chasima being the mechubra being the problem. Let's say that doesn't bother me. The chasa means ksiva. But look at the lashon and the drasha. The chasa and nasa, it can't be a hefsek of a ksiva between ksiva and the nesina. What happened here? Ksiva was betalush. But in between the ksiva and the nesina, what happened? It took root. It became a chubra. And then you detached it. So the maisa, I ask you, was this mechusa ksitsa? This get, Lemaisa, was Mechusa Ksitsa. So it should be possible regardless. Let me make it more real, okay? Let's see, at the end of the day, let's take Rabbi Yehuda. Ksiva was Betalus. Good? Sounds good, yeah? Chasima was Betalus. Before you gave the get to her, you put it back in the ground, it took root, and then you detached it, and then you gave it to the ground. Kasher or no? Does that qualify as valid? Because Lemaisa, Ksiva was betalush, Chasima was betalush. But wait a second. But there was a Mechusa Ksitsa between the Ksiva, call Ksiva whatever you want, both Ksiva, Chasima, and the Nesina. There was Mechusa Ksitsa. You hear the question? Now, if you assume that that's also a problem Mechusa Ksitsa, and we'll have to see why, because Mechusa Ksitsa would define the tsura of the get. The nesina has to be done in such a way that there was no, the process did not require any intervention in between ksiva and nesina. So it's a problem. If that were true, then Tosis did not solve his issue. Because then where do you see in this case that it's part that it's a problem because the chasima was the mechuber? No, chasima doesn't need to be betalish, but there's that mechusak sisa between ksiva and the sina. Just like if I told you this happened after the chasima. But l'maisa, when you get to the sina, there was something that intervened. If you look in the tour, in Kuf, or Ibn Ezra, Kuf Chav Dalet, he brings this case and he says it would be pasul. He discusses the din mechusak sitza. Find it. A lot of different details here, but. Kasav Od, he brings from the Ramah. Koecha de Pasim Mechuba, Afil Tolosh of Sof Chibro Pasol. Right? Afil Kasvo Bechasmo Betolosh, Dr. Tour. The Achachasi Maso Chazar Bechibro, the Achachach Tolosh of Nasno La Pasol. Mefush in the Tour, that Yaksiva Vachasima Betolosh, and then you were mechaber it in the ground, and then tosho, and then you gave it to her. I think they used to ask this question on bechinas. People who had to take a bechina and sechdikitin or something, they would ask this question. You know, so mechusak sitza. Okay, so what's the halacha if they wrote the get, the talush, they signed the betalush, and then you mechaber it in the ground, and you detached it, and you gave it to her? What do you say? What can you comment on that? So the Torah says, pasul. And the Torah goes beyond. He says, not only Ashrus, even low Ashrus, that's the other issue. But Ashtosis needed to be Ashrus. Because, what's the Peshat? Kevet de Mechusa, Maisa, Mikam, Nesina. What's the reason why it's a problem? Because the Maisa, before the Nesina, it's Mechusar, Maisa. The Be'inan, and this is the reason, it's by the Kasa, Benasan, Shilo Ye, Mechusa, Maisa, Mishas, what? Ksiva, Atshas, what? Nesina. What do we see in Tosis? And this is what the Rashi points out as well, Chafalif, that it's not the Pshat. It's not the Pshat that it can't be Mechusak Sitza. That's a way of darshaning. But what the Torah is teaching us, V'chasav Inasam, not Mechusak Sitza, is that you need V'chasav to be in a state of Tosh, whatever Chasav means. The way the Torah conveys that halacha, that you need Ksiva to be betolosh, is by saying, V'chasav Inasam, not Mechusak, because if it's Mechubah, then by definition it's Mechusak Sitza. So the mechusak sitza is just a way of getting to the point that you need to be ksiva betolosh. But if you have ksiva betolosh, whatever ksiva means, the fact that lemaisa after that v'chasav that was betolosh, that happened to be a situation that was artificially imposed here, that you have now a mechusak sitza between ksiva and ksiva, that's not the posa. In other words, it's according to this, the din of mechusak sitza is a function of what? Of the maisa what? Of the maisa ksiva. Whatever ksiva means. It's not a function of the tzura of the get. That the get cannot have been given in a way that there was a mechusak sitza between ksiva and nesina. It's halach in the maisa ksiva. And mechusak sitza is a way of saying ksiva has to be betolosh. So it says tosis. This is why Rabbi Yehuda has to tell me a second point. Not just ksiva betolosh, but chasima betolosh, then afkamina would be if you would have the chasima being the mechuber. And if not for the halacha of the chasav going also on the chasiva betolosh, there would be kasher. Either was a hefsik of mechusak sitza, that's not a problem. The ksiva was betolosh. That's a yisodistik inya that comes out directly from our tosis. And again, according to the tour, this would be a problem. And this is what the Rashba discusses also in Chaf Aleph, this inyan. This is a classic chakira. In this halacha, mechusak sitza, is it a halacha in the maisa ksiva? Is it a halacha in, you could say, the tzura of the way that the get ends up being given, the tzura of the get, that it shouldn't have had in it in the chusak sitza in between ksiva and asina. Yeah.
How does the Torah understand that?
He learns that the din is, like the words are saying, you need to have that there shouldn't be a ksisa required in between. It's in the seder again. In other words, it's like the Torah wants to link the ksiva and the asina, that there shouldn't be anything that sort of interferes, that it would have to be the coaches in between. So it's not just in terms of the way that you do the ma'isik siva. That's obviously going to be a problem because that by definition. But the drasha is the halach. It's not just a way of telling me that you need ksiva betolish. That is the halach. It can't be mechusar ksiva. The Torah wants it to be a. There's like a seder. The nesina saget is linking itself back to the ksiva saget, and therefore it has to be a natural progression without anything in between. That dashtei. That's the halach. So therefore, again, the chakira that they give at the vechinas. Case that the retour has. Ksiva, chasima, bitolus, acha kachibro, hishrish. No hishrish, that's a third point. And then katsas. And nasa. So, umaisa ksiva was bitolus, but it was mechusak tzitza. What we see in Tosis is that the mechusak tzitza is just a way of conveying to us that you need to have a chasa being bitolus. But not that they can't have such a massive that it was interrupted between ksiva and nesina. It's the Torah is letting you realize. So the Torah is teaching me the din in the ma'aseh ksiva of the get has to be betalus.
What would the case be for Yehuda?
No, so Tosus has to tell me. The case would be that if a chasav would have just meant ksiva, then if you would have a chibur that takes place before the chasima, and then you would sign it and then take it off and then detach it to give it, so that would be fine. Ayla Maisa, there was a mechusa ksitza between ksiva mamish and the sina, that's not the issue. The ksiva was betalish. So the only reason why it's a problem in this case is because the chasima was the mechubar. So Rabbi Yehuda therefore has to tell me, I want you to realize, the din of a chasav, a mechusa ksitza, is a halacha in the maisa ksiva, but maisa ksiva has two different definitions. The maisa ksiva means the ksiva mamish and the chasima mamish. Each thing has to be betalish. That's Tosis. Clear? The Kaimalan. Okay, our feet wet a little bit in this thing. This is a very Geshmaka Tosfis. A lot to do here. And then after this, the Riff. And after the Riff, the Ran. Okay? There's a lot of Rishon, but we'll probably look at a little bit the Ran in the back and Perk on the garage. Okay, so we'll get a few lines of the Tosis in today for ourselves, right? The Kaimalan. So this is the last words of the Gemara on this piece. Where the Gemara says, why would we originally not want to go with the root of Rabbi Yehuda? We went Rav Meir possibly because it's Rabbi Mishnah Rav Meir, and we want to do Rav Elazar because the Kaimalan Hilchsa Kavase Begitin. Now, the Tosis really has two parts here, so we'll take it one part at a time. So Tosis first is going to discuss, what about Shar Shtaris? Zebeinu Gehla Maisa. Do we allow a star without Edi Chasima? The Gemara's lashon is by Gittin. Halacha Krav Elazar beGittin. Now we have a sugya later on. We touched on it already, where the Gemara has different opinions there. Enough, you know, Pevav. What is the halacha by Shar Shtaris? The lashon of the Gemara here might suggest that Halacha Krav Elazar beGittin, but not b'Shar Shtaris, which is one of the opinions in the Gemara later. Rabbi Shmuel having an argument on this. Tosfos says, don't go there. Don't assume that way. The halacha is like a belazar, there's a mixebu rais. Halacha k'ra belazar, even near b'shashtas. Mishum, so why is Gemara say begitin? Shem demai rihacha, begitin, nakat gitin. We're discussing gitin, that's our discussion. So Gemara says, host was a begitin. Av halacha k'moso, abishashtas. Af al gav, de ko amoroidu, come on, sabi k'ra belazar, dafka begitin. So there are many Amorayim later in Pevav who hold that Halacha Krav Elazar only begit not b'shashtas. And what's the reason? So what's the reason? We touched on this once. We discussed a little bit in Mesech Tocha. What's the reason why it might not be like b'shashtas, maybe Nidin Chasima? The Pasuk says in Yiriyah, the Pasuk says, v'chasom, Rashi brings that Lashon, others bring the end of the Pasuk, man yom yom rabin. The Pasuk says, v'chasom, is referring to a star, Necher, Matana. So that means you need chasima. The end of the pasuk, man yam yom rabim, means you want it to be able to last, to outlast the lifespan of the Edi Basir. So there's another nashmos of the pasuk. So some Amoraim hold that you need mamish Edi chasima meikar hadin. You couldn't have Edi Basir. So Tos says that may be true, that many Amoraim hold that way, kol Amoraim l'kaman, but kaimalan kishmo bedini, the polig l'kaman adarav. We hold like Shmuel, that's the Bruach Kishmo Bedini, and he argues the Karma Apishashtas. So, number one, we hold like Shmuel. So, halacha is first issue coming up in Tosis. So therefore, we pass him like Rabbi Lazar, Bishashtar, as well, like Shita Shmuel. Now, what's another raya? One by one, the oath. The Perg Zeborer, Gabi Matanta, Davi Chasimi, Allah Tregisi. So there was a Shtamatana that had Krovim signed on them, on the star, two brothers in law. So come Rav Yosef, Zil Akni Be'edim Mesira K'Rav Elazar. So, doesn't bother me. Use Edim Mesira like Rav Elazar. And you can use the Shtar Matana. Harachay Abaye, no, it can't work for Rav Elazar either. Why? V'amar Avaba, Moder Rav Elazar, Mizuhi B'tocha Shehu Pasol. So, that's the Dim Mizuhi B'tocha. So, it won't work for Rav Elazar. But meanwhile, both Abaye and Rav Yosef are both, without the Mizuhi B'tocha, probably would have been fine with Rav Elazar. Edi Chasim Apostle, the Krovim. Mashma, Rav Yosef, V'Abaye, Davi Basroi, these are later Amaroyim. So the rule is by Amaroyim, Halacha Kibasroi. So we have Shmuel Bedini, but we also have later Amaroyim, who are both assuming that we have Rav Elazar, that's really natural to use by Shashtar still. Samik Rav Elazar, it's only that Rav Abaye said, it's a Mizuhi B'tocha problem. But other than that, Rav Elazar would be the way to go. I Shashtar. So you see, we disregard those Amaroyim, early Amaroyim, like Rav, who holds Rav Elazar only begitin, and we assume that even by Shashtar as well. That's the second raya. Number one with Rav Shmuel, and also because of the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Parenthetically, Rabosai, that Gemara also mentions Mizuhi B'tocha. So it's interesting. Rashi, if you had a chance to see that Gemara, Rashi in that Gemara is mashma very strongly. The Mizuhi B'tocha is a what? Is a problem with the Raisa. Chaspa B'alma, Rashi calls it. That's very strange because Rashi himself, a few times later in Gittin, our first parent, consistently says that it's a din of a drabbanan. They might, Rashi calls it a drabbanan. That they might rely on it, he might be Moshe Bifneim. Rashi says, Umash Tessa Mebeis. Haiksu Medrabbanan, Xer de Masu Mismachalaya, Broi de Mesira. You have to know what to do if there's a stira in Rashi. What would you make of this? Yeah.
I don't see the context in Rashi in Sanhedrin for Kimik Chil.
Shar Shtar is thank you. Yes, Rav Nachum wants to go that route. Nachum wants to say a chidush that Rashi will hold that Mizuyif Mitocho by Gittin is only Drabbanan. Mizuyif Mitocho by Shar Shtar will be Dorais. But you have to know, Pshat, well, why would that be? Why should that be? Yeah. Why should it be? Shashtar's just the fact that they exist is already passes everything. They get in, not so. To give a hesper for this.
I mean, I don't know exactly where to go. I mean, that's to make a flip between the star, the Kenyan versus the star again. I don't know exactly
what. Okay, maybe we'll come back to it. But let's focus on our Tosaf. Just to be aware, Tosaf mentioned that Gemara, so just be aware that apparently there's a stira in Rashi and this Inyan. But meanwhile, Tosaf brought it for a different reason. Tosaf brought it because here you see that the Amaroi Basrai are going with Rav Elazar by Shar Shtaris. Now, what's the next raya? From something here in Gittin. Over Pirkei Nami, we have this Gemara which we had already mentioned in Tosis before. Amar Rav Abba, Hai Shtar Parsa. This Persian star, written with Russian Parsi. The Masri Nele, the Abi Sadi Yisrael. That you will moser it in the presence of kosher Edom Mesira. Magvina ben b'nei chori. You can use it to collect from b'nei chori, from assets that he has. Now, what does Tosis bring from this? What do you see? That the Edim Mesira are working here, because the Edim Chasim are who? Are goyim, right? So, how does it work? How can you use it? You could say that there's a Takana Seshup, but Rabban, we trust the star. They're not married Nafshayu, okay. But meanwhile, you have Edim Asira, Yisrael. Now, what's the raya that it's a star? Maybe it's Hodas Baldin. If you know that it happened, the Halva happened, so therefore you know the money is owed. What does Tosis have a raya here that it's to prove that it's Rav Elazar? Maybe it's because of Hodas Baldin. What do you think? How do you know it's a star? So, Pasha, you'll say, because what does it sound like? If it were a dospodin, then what could he taina to be potter? That I paid. On the shtar, you can't say paraiti. Maybe Tosus is assuming if you're collecting from Bnei Chori, you can't tie a paraiti. It means it's a shtar. So how could be a shtar? Must be because of the Eidei Mesira. So here, in this example of a shtar raya, right? Shtar hava is a shtar raya. So you see that Tosus is assuming that this issue of Elazar, Rav Meir, this issue is relevant for shtar raya as well, not just for shtar kinyan. That you can use Eidei Mesira and that's a valid shtar, and that would, and the others who argue would hold not that way. That you need to have Eidei Hasima for it to be a shtar raya. That's the clear from Tosus. But there's an important ha'ara that you should all be asking. The Mashari points it out. On this raya of Tosus, this proof from Shtar Prasa, that it must be based on Eidei Mesira. L'chor is a very shtaka ha'ara here. And that's from the Tosus earlier. Go ahead, Arya. What is the kasha?
I think I have a different kasha on whatever you're saying. All right. How does this prove that we hold like a Relazar?
Because Tosus...
Does it prove that's a Relazar Shita?
Again, so I pointed out. In terms of Hodas Bodin, you're right. We know that there was a Hova. But in terms of what I assume Tosus means is for it to be a star that you collect from the Chori and there's no way to tie him to excuse yourself with Paraiti. So to that extent, you have to assume it's a star, not just a Das Baldin.
Because Rav was an Amor, is that why we're saying this?
Yeah, these are Basra, yeah, Amar Vaba, yeah, it's Stamat the Gemara, right? See, so later Amorayim. So Tosus is proving that it must be working through the Eidei Mesira, that's why it's a good star. But I'm asking the following question. The Mashar already asks this. The Mashah doesn't make it like a kasha, it just says Lamaisa. If you look back at Tosus before, and you look what Tosus said, according to that, this is no longer a raya. This proof could be deflected. Where did we see this Gemara mentioned before? In what context? A few days ago, not that long ago. Where did we see the Gemara mentioned? In connection to Govim Nechasim Mishubadim. That was a different issue. This issue is Halacha Gavalazim Mishashtaris or not? What was the issue then that we were discussing? Do Eidei Mesira by Shar Shtaris, if we weren't going by Shar Shtaris, then do Eidei Mesira have the capacity to make a call that he collects from the Shabbatim? Tosus brought this Gemara down because the Gemara had a kasha in this case that you collect from the Chari, in fact the Gemara, why not collect from the Shabbatim? What gives the Teretz, that's the Kala, because the Mashal explains, because it was a Russian Parsi. But the Gemara was asking, fundamentally, you should collect Mishabadim. Now, the Eidei Chasima are Pasul Eidei Chasima. So you have Eidei Mesira, and you see collect Mishabadim. It's a Kasha and the Rach. The Rach thought that we should paskin, that Eidei Mesira are not enough to collect Mishabadim. If you know Eidei Chasima, understand. This was Tosus' issue before. So what did Tosus respond at the end of the Tosus there, the Govet? That Kasha Psak Ben Chanano, the Mai Bechasima Lei Sadi Abdi Kachab Mediotos. Tosus answers, low kasha. Why? Because since we have Goyish signatures, so therefore the Gemara is willing to think that Kavim Meshubadim, because once you have the Eidei Mesira, Bapi Api Yisrael, so Chashivi Hanachad Yotos Karkos. So we can view the Eidei Chasima that are non-Jewish as if they are considered to be valid, because we have the Mesira who are vouching for this. And therefore, that might be a reason why you can have the basis of Mishabadim because of the Eidei Chasima being non-Jews, but you know that they're MS because of the Eidei Mesira, so now you can trust Eidei Chasima to the extent that you know what's happening and they have the call and everything else. This was Tosus before. Says the Marsha Bayas that according to the earlier Tosus, Lefim Hashikas V'Tosus Le'il, Lepsak Rabbeinu Chananel, not because we hold the Rav Elazar b'shashtaris, but because we have the Eidei Mesira as serving to validate the Eidei Chasima. Mela, you have the Eidei Chasima making the star because we know that they're emes. It's hard to imagine though. Tosus, one Amud, next Amud, like he doesn't make mention of before. Hard. Like Mashal doesn't make it a kasha. Just yet. I think we talk the Rajba. But also the Rajba also seems to say that this is not a raya because of that svara. Maybe there's a mahalach we could say that Tosus understood that that's not enough to say if you didn't hold Hilchasik Rabbi Lazar v'Shar Shtaris then that wouldn't be, that svara could not work to explain why you can collect from B'nai Chari. Tosis says that svara, in terms of how you more could have a havamina to be mishibadin, and then the Gemara says there's no call. But in order to eat, Tosis there was going after Tosis over here. Tosis could not imagine that that svara could take off the ground, get off the ground, if you wouldn't still understand that Eidim Asira can make a star a star. What do I mean? To Eidim Asira make a star means that Eidim Asira are considered to be shaykh to this star. The star is a star through the Eidim Asira as well. If you wouldn't hold the Gemara's Bashar Staris, it comes out that how would you know that these Eidim Hasima who are Goyim are legitimate? From something extrinsic to the star. The Eidim Asira don't work by Etzim to make a star by Shar Staris, right? We don't hold the Gemara's Bashar Staris. We don't hold it, right? There's no ability to make a star by Shar Staris because Chas Mefe V'chasum, Yom Dem Rabin, whatever the svaras are. Comes out that it's like you have something extrinsic. It's not from the star itself that I know that these Eidim Hasima are legitimate. It's from something outside of the star. Maybe Tosis would hold that that could never be good enough to make it a valid star, that the Eidim Hasima can make the star a star because I know independently from some extrinsic source. It's only because first I have to assume that Eidim Asira make a star a star. So then I can look at the totality of the star and I say, from within this star, I know that these Eidim who are non-Jewish are considered like our coasts. But it has to come from within, not from without. So it could be Tosis, even though he said before what he said, that was only knowing what he says now. He felt you still have to prove, you still have to be able to show me the Eidim Asira are shaykh to the star, to make a star, and then you say from the star, with the Eidim Asira, who are already shaykh to the star, now I also know the Eidim Hasima are considered like our cults. But if I wouldn't be able to view the Eidim Asira as shaykh to the star, then that svar would never hold. So this, I'm going to say against the Mashal. Mashal says, there is no raya from this Gemara. Maybe Tosis understood that you have to first assume that the Eidim Asira are considered to be shaykh to the star, and then you could say the svar that he says before. Okay. Machshava. Be that as it may, these are the rayas that Tosis has. Okay, let's go over again. Halacha Rav Elazar really Bashar Staris. Number one, why? We hold like who? Like Shmuel. Number two, the Gemara Sanhedrin, Abaya and Rav Yosef, right? And the third raya is from Shtar Pasa. Okay, and that's where the Mashal leads book at. Just going to introduce the next line or so, and then I'm going to leave you with a Ha'ara, okay? And then we'll try to finish the Tosis tomorrow at least, and then we'll go beyond. Lefichach. So having said that, even though the Gemara's line seems to suggest halachic Rav Elazar only there, only begitten, but really halachic Rav Elazar is shashtaris as well. Right? Having said that, Tosfos says lefichach. Lefichach suggests a connection. And here's what I want you to think about. What is the bridge here? What is the bridge? Tosfos says lefichach. Therefore, what's the therefore? Because halacha Rav Elazar where? Shashar Shtar. That's what you think, right? But always says, Sarach li zoher, sheyiyu eidim asira b'shas nesinas haget. You have to have eidim asira. Now what Tosis is now getting into is the second inyan. And this is taking on the riff head on. Right? The riff shita is, that we discussed already, we'll discuss some more in the next few days, that Elazar's eidim asira karati doesn't mean eidim asira exclusively, but af Eidim Sirkat. That Velaza also can imagine that it could be Eidim Hasim. And that's a big machokas we've shown him. That affects Muslim B'tocha means as well as we discussed. So Tosis holds not that way. Tosis holds that Eidim Asira must be there, and the Raya of Eidim Hasim is only to tell me that there were Eidim Asira, and everything was done kehach. And that's the next part of the Tosis. And he's going to go on with that for a while. Shaila is, what does that have to do with what we just said? Fikach zarach lizaher, she eidim esira, b'shasin sin saget, de'inu karsi, you need eidim esira. De'ilek ha-shem eidim esira, inu megureshes, af agav, de'wa de'ig eidim chasima. V'lo man eidim chasima, elo shem yamus eidim esira, yechem din sayam, she'tinase eidim chasima, de'mistama b'hech she'nase, and he goes on with the Gemara later on, and he brings another Gemara, and so on. And the question is, that's important. You want to go on record, Tosis, to hold that it's not afe de mesira, it's e de mesira bedafka beseder. But how does that issue relate directly from what you started with? The issue you started with was halacha kirav elazar b'shashtaras or not. Okay, so you proved many rais, halacha kirav elazar even b'shashtaras. But now you turn to a definition. When you have gittin, do you need eidim mesira? Can you also use eidim chasima instead of eidim mesira? That's an unrelated issue. So what's the ufich? There's amazing pshat you'll see in the Torah's gittin, the Nesivis. Pnei Yeshua says it as well. It's a big chidush that they say in pshat. It has to do with one of the kashas that the Ran has when this, with the riff. When he wants to bring a right to the Rif Shita, that af eidim mesira karati, so they want to read it into Tosis. That's one way to read the Lefichach of Tosis. We'll see that, and then we try to finish Nefeshem the rest of the Tosis, at least as much as we could, and then we try to go to the Rif and the Ran and the Rishonim. That will be the Indian that we have coming up next few days, okay?